The Lord tells Paul, when the Lord was in heaven, he tells Paul, why are you persecuting me? But who was he persecuting? He was persecuting the saints. He was throwing the Christians in jail. He was the one at when they stoned Stephen, the Bible said that they brought their clothes and they cast it at the feet of a young man by the name of Saul. That was Paul. Saul and Paul, the same thing. The only thing is different is one letter. But it was Paul. This is when he learned that there is something that is connected with the head. Because I'm not doing it to you, Lord. I'm doing it to these Christians. Well, listen, let me break it to you. They are my body. They are my body. We are one. And young saints start taking hold of that truth. We live in this world so fearful of the circumstances. We become so much occupied with the circumstances of what's taking place. Start getting into the truth that I and Christ, or we and Christ, are one, unbreakable. Nothing can separate. Have you ever seen a body without a head or a head without a body? It's never going to happen. So when you think about that, just take advantage of the truth that God is bringing home to me, that I am part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That there is nothing that can harm me. There is nothing that can take this away. Why? Because it's on the line of privilege. You are placed in that body for a reason, and it is that reason is a privilege that has been provided to you by the sovereign grace of God, period. Not because you are wonderful, or not because you are kind, and not because you are a better person than the person sitting next to you. God forbid. It is all because of grace and love. So that's how God accomplished headship. He brought something unique. You and I, and Paul had to learn it, that you mess with the Christians, you're messing with the head. And you don't want to mess with the head. We can joke and say, don't mess with Brother Mark, he can hurt you. But in reality, my dear friend, if you are without the Lord Jesus, don't mess with the grace of God. Take advantage of it. Don't play with fire. You're playing with fire. You come here and you sit under the sound of the word of God and you listen to the gospel, you listen about the love of God, you listen about the grace of God, you listen about the mercy of God, that God who is rich in mercy, you listen about all these wonderful truths that God desires to draw you to himself, and then you say, not for me, not today. Maybe when I finish talking to my friend in the back, maybe when we start chit-chatting. Chit-chatting is more important than the word of God, you know. We don't get it. Up to now, we still don't get it. All these things have a better place than the Lord himself. And unless I come to the conclusion that God is giving me a chance after chance, you are messing. You are messing up big time. Sometimes I feel I'm going to stop talking until some people stop talking. I'm going to do that. I'm going to stop talking until some people stop talking. So when I see the saints stop talking, then I will talk. Is that okay? Can we do that? Is it okay? So I'm going to stop talking when I see you guys talking. And when you stop talking, I'll talk. So now they stop talking. So now I can talk. So this is the importance of the truth of headship. That headship, you see, again, let me remind you. Sitting in the back and sitting in the front, you see everything. So when I'm sitting here, that's the only occasion I'm taller than you. The only occasion. The only time I'm taller than you. So I see everything. And when I see something, I'm going to say something. We have this in New York City, right? You see something, you say something. And when I see something, I'm going to say something. So this is the important truth. So how does the body supposed to function? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The body is a wonderful thing. But one thing I want to impress upon the saints of God, that when we learn the truth of the body, that body has been formed. It is being formed by the Spirit of God. It is not me. It's a line of privilege, you remember? We said it's a line of privilege. We're going to come to the line of responsibility the next session. But now it is a line of privilege. With the privilege comes what? Responsibility. So if I know I'm a member of that body, this is why I want to talk a little bit for the next 5 minutes to encourage the young, that 1 Corinthians 12 tells me how we communicate, how we react with one another as being a part of the body of Christ. One of the things I learned, listen, brethren, let's get serious a little bit and take it to heart right now. So listen very carefully. One thing that I learned when I read about the functioning of the body is that the hand cannot tell to the foot, I have no need of it. The eye cannot tell to another member in the body, I have no need of you. Because if we are claiming the hand is the one that provides the nourishment, the head is the one that provides direction. The head is the one that provides influence. The influence of the head will never cause me to come to a saint of God and say, listen, I have no need of you. Members of the body of Christ will never look down at the saints of God. Never ever let it cross your mind you are better than your brother or sister. There was an argument about with the disciples of who amongst them shall be what? Shall be the greatest. He said, the Lord Jesus told them, whoa. There's an argument? Somebody is saying probably in their own mind, well, I must be the good arm, the good hand, the right hand of the Lord. That's most important. He says, and whosoever shall be a great amongst you, let him be servant. We don't compete. Members of the same body, they don't compete. You know what we do? We complement one another. So I don't want you to grow in local assemblies and say, I want to be, you know what, this brother got up and spoke, I'm going to get up next Sunday. You know, we start acting, being part of this body, members one to another, we start competing. Dear saints, dear young ones, from now learn it. We do not compete as members in the body. What happens with the body is we complement one another. The hand will complement the other hand. And we, have you ever seen one person like, you know, wants to hurt the other hand in the right hand, having the right hand would never happen because the head will give the right influence. So the first thing I want to exhort you, never look down. Never esteem you better. That's what 1 Corinthians 12 will teach you. Don't think that you are being part of the body is greater than other parts of the body. God forbid. The second thing that I want to tell you about that body with the head. You remember the Lord Jesus when he walked here in this scene? He went to a wedding. Did he go to a wedding? He went to a wedding. You want scripture? The Gospel of John, chapter 2. He went to a wedding. But I want to try to make a point why I'm saying this. But the Lord Jesus also went to a funeral. And the Lord Jesus wept. Sometimes we say that he wept over the grave of Lazarus. That's not true. You read it carefully, you'll learn that's not true. The Lord wept when he saw Mary and the Jews weeping. He wept. Because he saw them that they were sorrowing over who? Over Lazarus. You know what it tells us in 1 Corinthians 12? That truth of the body. That's part of the truth of the body. Because the body, the head will influence me to enter into the affairs of the other members in the body. So that's why it says in 1 Corinthians 12, if one member suffers, the whole, what? The whole, how about just the fingers? No. The whole body suffers with it. And if one member was honored, the whole body rejoiceth with it. We have to enter into this. We're becoming like, you know what, maybe it's not our fault. No, it is our fault. What I'm saying here.